the Junkies on WJFK is brought to you by Blue Ridge Arsenal.
Visit Ameritech Windows online now at www.superwindows.com for your chance at $10,000 worth of free windows for your home.
It's been said that an evil has been coming out of your radio. Now, evil has two names.
Tommy? Did you say something, Tommy?
The Don and Mike Show. Don't touch the dial. Now playing afternoons on 106.7 WJFK.
The Don and Mike Show. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You like Good Morning America? Yes, I do. I'm a big fan.
Up the magic horizon, lift high the sea.
It's a great song.
Yeah, one of my favorites.
Who would have thought it wasn't really about a dragon, huh?
What do you mean?
You know, the whole drug thing.
No, I don't know. Why don't you tell me?
Some people think that to pop the magic dragon means they're really to smoke a marijuana cigarette.
Well, Puff's just the name of the boy's magical dragon.
Right.
Are you a pothead, Falker?
No. No. What? No, 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 Jack. No, I'm not. I pass on grass all the time. I mean, not all the time.
Yes or no, grass?
No. Yes. No.
The Don and Mike Show.
Working amongst the drones. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. And welcome, everybody, to the best of Don and Mike right here on 106.7 WJFK every weekday afternoon from 2 to 3 p.m. leading up to Don and Mike Live at 3, and you do want to listen at 3, and I'll tell you why, because, well, who knows, Don and Mike may not even be on the air, because the studio is a shambles. I'm your host, Art Injury, here, the legendary Joe Artinger with you. Just kidding, the studio is fine. Don and Mike will be here at 3. And until then, we've got best of, provided that when I push the buttons, the buttons work, and get the equipment rocking and rolling. Anyway, let's get right into it. And I like these. I like these best ofs that I don't really recall, and I know I've been a part of many of them. But this one is called the Houdini Club, and it's a point counterpoint, so it's got to be Don and Mike doing one of their wacky characters. It's the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
We're calling this. It's Nerd Point Counterpoint. And joining us is Bob Rath. The amazing Bob Rath. He's the vice president of the Houdini Club of Wisconsin.
Wonderful.
Also joining us is Lori Van Handel, who's the marketing officer for the Houdini Museum.
The Houdini Museum.
Now, here's the deal. One of these guys is telling the secret. One of these parties is telling the secret about how Houdini did some of his favorite, famous favorite escapes.
So one of these people is doing a pen and teller. All right.
Yes. And the other person is upset about it.
Well, okay. The whole Houdini society is.
The whole Houdini society. So, is it the guy from the Houdini Club who is pro or con, Rob?
Or is it Lori Van Handel from the museum?
The museum is revealing the secrets, and the amazing Bob Rath and the Houdini Club is upset about it.
All right. Well, let's talk to Lori first, if she's the one revealing Houdini's secrets. Lori, hi.
Lori Van Handel, are you there?
Oh, that's Bob.
Oh, Bob. Hold on, Bob. Sorry about that. Lori?
Yes, I'm here.
Here she is. Yeah, hey.
Hello, Lori.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to the show. And not only am I to understand that you're a fan of Harry Houdini, you're a fan of the Packers.
I'm a fan of the Packers, yes.
Oh, so, I like those Packers.
So am I. Let's see how good a fan you are. What's Amon Green's number? That's an easy one.
I don't know what Amon Green's number is, but I know that we drive a green station wagon, and it's named after Amon Green.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, Don is actually wearing his Green Bay Packers golf shirt today.
I am.
And if anyone asks you, it's number 30.
It's number 30. Yeah. I will remember Mr. Green's number is number 30 forevermore.
Number 30 in your program, number one in your heart. So,
right.
Lori, you're the marketing officer for the Houdini Museum.
How's the museum doing, Lori?
The museum is doing wonderful, and actually it's the Out of Gaming Museum.
Okay. And the trick that Houdini does that you're telling the instructions to, is this his metamorphosis trick?
It is his metamorphosis trick.
I know what this, is his metamorphosis
like,
trick?
I know this from when I was involved in magic.
You're deep into the magic stuff there. What the hell is that?
This is where it's the trick with the fake trunk, where you put, it's a box.
Right.
You put something.
Like an elephant trunk?
No. Yeah, a big box.
Okay, is it a steam? Well, I know you'd know that. If it's anything steam-powered, you were there.
It's not that type of a trunk. The magician, the magician gets handcuffed and gets put in a burlap bag.
And they dump him in the water?
And gets put inside a trunk.
Okay.
And then he frees himself. No one. And he switches.
Why are you explaining this when he was there?
Oh, Buzz. But no, listen. Here's the trick. It's a good trick. The magician says, handcuff me, put me in the burlap bag. Now put me in this giant trunk.
Right.
And then they lock him in the trunk with all the locks. And then, poof, the girl, who is his assistant, is all of a sudden, she's in the box and she's got the handcuffs and Houdini is out.
Oh, okay.
So
metamorphosis.
That.
What point are you arguing today? I'm just curious. Are you arguing one of these points?
No, I've not made my decision yet. I'm just telling you. I'm familiar with it. And Lori, is that more or less? Is that the trick?
That is the trick.
That is the trick. It's one of Houdini's most famous ones. Now,
yes, it is.
Now, how did he do it?
How did Houdini do it?
Yes.
Well, Houdini was a very talented magician. And he did it using his physical skill and his physical talent. And actually, the secret to metamorphosis is available at any library or on the internet. So us telling the secret is readily available.
All right. So if I did a Google search saying Houdini metamorphosis, would I be able to figure out, would the Google search tell me how he did the trick?
I'm sure that you could access that online using Google.
And it's basically a false bottom in the trunk, right?
Well, we can't really say, Mike. It's the magician's
code. What's going on? Why not?
No. No, I'll be honest. I don't know how it works. I'm guessing that it's a double back in there, and maybe they work with...
Well, I don't know anything about this code. Well,
maybe they...
You'll tell us later. What does that mean? You know the answer? You both know the answer.
Yes. I mean, I more or less
What's
do.
Going on here? I mean, I really feel out of the loop right now.
Mike, listen, suffice it to say, a lot of times, not necessarily this one, but a lot of times you use twins.
Yes.
A lot of times there's misdirection where there's a false back in one of these boxes while something else is going on.
So, Lori, if people come to your museum, though, to make a long story short, they can figure out the way this trick was performed by going to your museum.
They can. There is an area called backstage in the exhibit.
Okay.
And if they do desire to know how this trick is performed, they have the option, and that is the key word, the option or the choice.
And that's why you're feeling
good. Yeah.
Learn how it is done. And they are given that option in print whether or not they want to learn how the trick is done. But I'd also like to...
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Take a moment here to say that metamorphosis is truly about the art of the performer and the presentation. Okay.
All right, Lori, here's where I'm coming from, darling. As I mentioned, I'm a Packers fan.
Right.
Shouldn't have known that. Amon Green. Any idea what William Henderson's number is, the fullback? Any idea?
No, I...
33 in your program, number one in your heart.
It seems that Lori's being very careful.
So here's... Lori, you want to hide the secret? I'll tell you where I'm coming from on this. I love magic. I was a magician when I was a kid. I was, of course, on the Captain 20 show. Worked at Al's Magic Shop. And I'm a big fan of Penn & Teller. And I think it's great to show how the tricks are done.
Yeah, you don't have a big problem with it.
I do not.
Now, but I would assume that someone has incurred the wrath of Bob.
And now with the counterpoint, also from Wisconsin.
And what a coincidence that his name happens to be Bob Rath.
From Milwaukee, here is the amazing, Mike, the amazing Bob Rath.
The amazing Bob Rath.
From the Houdini Club. Bob.
Yes, this is the amazing Bob Rath.
Now, Bob, Well, listen, we're going to let Bob and Lori duke it out here. Bob, exactly what's the problem with Lori letting people into her museum to show them how Houdini did this trick?
Well, our position of the Houdini Club of Wisconsin, which has members across the United States.
Yes.
And unlike any other different organizations, the Society of American Magicians, the International Brotherhood of Magicians.
Let me just stop you for a second. Do you live with your mom?
No.
Okay, we're just checking.
Okay, good.
No.
That's one for you.
Hey, Bob, before you proceed, one quick question, unrelated. You ever been to the Clown Hall of Fame?
Yes, I have, in Baraboo many times.
Okay, very good.
We had that on this week. That's in Milwaukee. And if I'm not mistaken, Lori, aren't you by Appleton?
I'm in Appleton right now as we speak.
Hey, Lori, yeah, hey, you want to know how deep Wisconsin I am? Yeah, hey, I worked in Appleton, Oshkosh, Nina Menasha.
Well, that's awesome. Come on back.
Yeah. All right. Well, Bob, why are you mad?
Well, we're upset because, you know, many magicians around the country use that effect as their signature effect, and they make their living on that.
Bob, BFD. Yeah, how many people...
Now, are you arguing the point for Lori, or what?
I'm just trying to get something going here.
I see, yes.
Who is the magician, Mike?
Don, I am.
Don.
Yes.
Now, Don, if you had a magic show and you were going out to the schools and you walked up on stage and you pulled out your dye box and the kids yelled, hey, there's a shell. Or you pulled out your box and they yelled,
right, here's
okay, a trap.
Listen, Bob, here's the deal, though.
I don't want anybody pulling their boxes out in front of my kids.
And frankly, Lori, you should be handling this part of the argument, but I'll be glad to step in. Bob,
oh,
here's...
Oh, no, I just didn't know I was going to get a chance to talk again.
Oh, anytime you want. Anytime you want.
Jump in. I want to jump in. You know, seriously, you know the way I feel about this and what's making me mad?
What?
I don't know.
Bob, I do have a point on this, Bob.
All right.
That if you're doing a show for little kids... Well, that's fine. Let them not know all the stuff that we know. But when you get past that, where you're performing for adults, why not? I mean, it doesn't ruin it for me knowing that there's a false back in a box and that there's twins involved and there's misdirection. I still like the show. I like the mysticism.
But doesn't that take the mystery out of it?
What
the mystery
matter?
Is the mystery the performance?
Bob, as someone who practiced magic, I loved magic.
An art form founded in dishonesty.
And Bob, may I tell you?
You can't tell me that when you went to a magic shop and you opened up a pack of tricks that you just paid $30 for... And you were reading over the directions, and somebody leaned over your shoulder and read it.
Okay, Bob.
Are you upset?
Bob, maybe I was. Let me just
give
you a quick...
Hey, you know what he is? He's got you there, though.
But let me give you a quick...
You'd be upset if that happened.
But let me just respond to that. I would be upset, Bob, because that would have happened. I would have been in that magic store when I was 12 years old.
Oh, that is not true.
That is
true. Our medium age of our club is in their 50s.
Well, I ain't in your club, pal.
We can solve this.
But you've got to be 40.
When was
I'm 45. Sir.
When was the last time you bought a trick?
Don or Bob?
I'm asking Don. When's the last time you bought a trick in a magic show?
How come even where he knows where there is? There are even secrets.
Come on. Hey, listen, now don't make me make you disappear, because I can't by hanging up on you. And I'll tell you for a fact, the last time I bought a trick was in February when I was at Disney World at the magic shop in Orlando.
There you go.
And what trick was that?
Yeah, what's the trick that you bought?
What was the trick?
I bought a card trick and I bought a ball trick. Now, are you trying to embarrass me here? I bought a card trick. I bought a ball trick. And I'll tell you what else I do. After I perform the tricks, I show people how I did them.
You did?
I did, and I do.
Well, then you're a Penn and Teller lookalike.
I love Penn and Teller.
Are you part of the talking one, or are you part of the silent guy?
I'm the silent guy, even though I'm talking right now.
Now
I'm
Lauren,
the guy that likes to...
Now, that trick that you bought at the shop, was that a hovering card, a card that floated in the air?
Now, why do you need to know about...
Was that the one that was used?
It was not a hovering card.
Oh, okay.
Hey, wait a minute. We had a guy in here that did... We had a guy that was in here the other day that did the hovering card trick. How does that work?
See, now, there you go. What makes it appealing is the fact...
Now, Lori, you have to jump in and just tell this guy he's full of... Lori, go ahead. Jump in, Lori.
I disagree with that. And the reason why I can disagree with that is because the world-renowned Pendragons, Jonathan and Charlotte Pendragon, just performed for us last night at the Lawrence University Theater here in Appleton.
Right.
And their signature move is metamorphosis. And I was totally amazed, awed, and blown away by them performing that, and they did it in literally a second. If you would have
betcha,
Lori, you would have missed it.
Yeah.
And my
Lori,
wonderment and awe of metamorphosis.
Yeah.
I know you can huff. I know how it's
huff, but I'll still fool you with what you think you know. And that's exactly
hey,
right.
Dude.
Because Jonathan Pendragon doesn't do the
amazing Bob
case, which what you're exposing.
Amazing Bob.
Doing the trick that you're showing.
Amazing Bob, if we could just have a reality check for one moment.
Sure.
That I love everything involved with magic, but may I tell you, sir.
You want to see a metamorphosis, all of you? Miss an alimony payment.
Can I just say, Bob, and I know you know this, Bob, it's not really magic, Bob. You're just playing tricks.
Well, there's not a Santa Claus either, but we don't tell people that.
Hey! But that's it. You're off the show. Bastard.
You are banned, Bob.
That's it, Bob.
There are certain
Bob, limits. What do you
You're
say to
off the
Bob?
Show.
What do you say to the 2 million kids that are listening right now,
oh,
crying,
yeah, heartless?
You know what, Bob?
Oh.
Bob, because of that,
it's okay to show Houdini's legacy, but
because of that,
about Santa Claus,
Bob,
what
an incredible heartless human being you are,
Bob. Because of that, we will spend the rest of our show giving people detailed directions, not only on how to do the metamorphosis trick, but how to build the contraption themselves at home.
You are a heartless man, Bob Rath.
Heartless.
You have felt the wrath of Don and Mike.
You know,
there is no Santa Claus. Oh, my God.
How about, but what I'm saying, as soon as you take the air out of the balloon, what's left but the lady?
Lori, what do you have to say to the amazing Bob Rath?
What I have to say, Bob, is that my wonderment and my love for the art of magic has grown because I know the secret of that trick. Because
Lori, get
just
to
because
Washington.
I know how to
seriously.
Sing, how to I have the music to going my way doesn't mean that I can sing it like Sinatra.
Lori, have you ever wanted to work for a trade association?
How many children?
Because I know how the metamorphosis
Lori,
is done.
How many kids,
doesn't mean that I can do it just like Houdini did it. And
Lori,
the beauty
kids,
of this is it's all about
all
the art of the performer, and the presentation, and the talent.
And now it's just what we had hoped for.
Lori, how many kids can spell metamorphosis? How are they going to do a Google search if they can't even spell them?
Hey Bob, how many
a gurgle search?
Hey Bob, how many kids can how many kids can spell middle-aged loser?
122,000 hits.
Hey, why don't you
for metamorphosis?
Everybody, I urge all the kids in the audience go out and see the amazing Bob Rath because at the end of his show he makes Christmas disappear.
No, man, I'm just telling you. When they tell us that you can go on Google and find the metamorphosis secret, that is a fallacy. There's
Buzz?
122 hits. And first,
Buzz, would you go on Google right now?
And
hold on, Buzz. Hey, Bob.
And goes on a bus and goes to a library and finds a book and goes to the table of contents.
Now, listen, hold on. Bob, I want to tell you something.
Yes.
Magic is one thing.
Yes.
But you brought up another name. Here is Darla calling from New York. Just for you, Bob. We're a national syndicated remote coast-to-coast regional show.
Syndicated.
Daria?
Sharla.
Well, it starts with a D
is
on...
Is Charlotte Pendragon?
Starts with a D on my screen. You wanted to yell at Bob, didn't you?
Yes.
Go ahead.
You can't yell at me.
Yes, he can, Bob.
I'm saying that my kids are listening. We listen daily. And there is a Santa Claus.
There he
is.
How do you feel now, Bob?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. The same feelings towards Santa Claus, towards the magic trick.
Well, you know what? Santa's not bringing you anything this year, Bob.
Thank
you.
Bring me a metamorphosis.
Thank you for the call, whatever your name. I'm sorry I screwed up your name. And, Bob, how dare you think?
See, guys, this is exactly it. Why can't we talk about exposure of magic, but we can't talk about the exposure of a holiday?
Oh, my God.
You
just won't let it go.
You
bastard.
I tell you, you are playing with fire, Bob Rath.
Bob, I want to tell you something. We are going to devote the rest of this show today to exposing all of Houdini's tricks.
Amen, brother.
And every simple trick, I will start, Rob.
And you know why? Because St. Nicholas told us to.
Would you give me a coin, Rob?
You have
a quarter, Mike? You got a quarter on you?
No.
Are you going to teach him how to do a French drop now?
A French drop? Now you're getting dirty.
No, I am not.
My God. Lori, I apologize. I didn't think Bob would take it to this level.
I need a coin. I need a coin very badly. No, I would... I would need my funny cards to do a card trick,
here
Rob.
Go. Here's a penny.
You got a penny?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now we're playing with pennies.
Oh, wait, I have a quarter. Do you need a quarter?
Yes, I do, if you have it.
I just felt it.
Yes, I do, if you have it.
I'm sorry.
And Laura, you can jump in anytime you like here.
I can.
Buzz, how are we doing on the Google search?
It's a gurgle search, Don.
You have the explanation.
So here's the trick. Watch, Mike. Here's the trick. See this? See this quarter? I'm going to put it into this hand. Now, I want you to blow on that hand. What happened?
It disappeared. I would just like to say...
Hold on, hold on. What happened to the quarter?
It disappeared.
Where do you think it went?
In your other hand.
Up your sleeve.
Ha ha.
Oh, they're both gone.
Ha ha.
Wait a minute.
Ha ha.
Oh, I just took it out of my mouth.
Now that's one
pretty amazing, huh?
Great.
Look at that. Hey, I got you, didn't I?
Yeah, except you shouldn't put money in your mouth.
I think it had iodine on it.
The real trick is that it was Mike's twin.
Buzz.
Fellas?
Yeah, Lori.
I would just like to say that this exhibit is about so much more than Metamorphosis. Metamorphosis is such a small part of
the
exhibit. It's a biography of Houdini's life and times. It's very interactive.
Listen, Lori.
It's an appreciation for Houdini's physical strength and
Lori,
his talent.
You are the winner. And Bob, you know who loved that trick the best? Santa Claus. Anything else, Bob?
Yes, you got to understand that all magicians are bounded by a code of ethics.
Come on,
we
please.
We do not expose any effects to be in good standing.
And really, who'd you take this oath with, Bob?
Bob, you also have to understand that the museum community is also bound by a code of ethics, and we have a mission and a code of ethics that we have to follow.
That's right, Lori.
It's educational in...
Yeah.
And we are... It is not in our mission to not go ahead and share the story in its entirety.
That's
so
right.
Story
and I think that's all you need to know.
All right, and I'd like to send this one out to both Bob and Lori for a spirited debate.
Thank you both for joining us on the phone. So anyway,
that was spirited.
Yeah. That's how we do a nerd on nerd counterpoint.
And that's something, that's a serious issue, unlike that war everybody talks about.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, when you going to show them the French drop? What was the trick that you bought? Yeah.
The elevated card.
Yeah, hey there.
Search.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Ron and Fez Show.
I don't want to be Star Trek. I want to go where men have gone before. Is that gay? No. Fez and I are going to go into space, or I'm going to wait in the car while Fez goes into a steam bath.
Ron and Fez.
Gentlemen, beam me aboard.
Weeknights after Don and Mike.
Steam bath.
Space. On 106.7.
Washington Superstations.
WJFK.
There's so much we can do now. We can add new appliances.
Our family can finally have new floors.
At the Home Depot, you can.
We're driving down the cost of home improvement every day. And now through Wednesday only, use your Home Depot or Expo Consumer credit card and get no payments, no interest for 12 months on purchases of $299 or more in flooring, kitchen, and decor. Now you can sink your feet into plush new carpet, get new windows, and bask in the light of gorgeous wood blinds. Or create a beautiful oasis with a new bathroom. Hurry in today and take advantage of this incredible special financing offer. Get started with style at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through 2905 at U.S. Home Depot stores, Expo Design Center, and the floor store. Subject to credit approval. Additional terms apply. Finance charges approved, not paid in full by plan expiration date. See store for details. Maximum APR 21%. Minimum finance charge $1.
I think that's what's amazed both of us is they've always...